This is Ozarks at Large. Sugar Gallery, an entity devoted to showcasing works of students, faculty, and visiting lecturers from the Department of Art, the Faye Jones School of Architecture, and the School of Human Environmental Sciences Interior Design Program, is in the middle of a temporary, somewhat nomadic experience. The gallery, destined to be permanently rooted in Fayetteville after some time in Bentonville, is hosting a series of one-night-only pop-up shows. The next will be July 28th and will feature recent works by Sarah Loeffler at her studio on School in Fayetteville. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Ms. Loeffler. Welcome.
Thank you.
And also Kat Wilson, a co-director of Sugar Gallery. Sarah, I want to talk to you about your art in just a moment. But first, Kat, this is sort of a new phase for Sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be about a year long. And then we'll have a permanent home next year, undisclosed location on campus.
Undisclosed meaning some people know it's secret or?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay. The idea for the pop-ups is it's a one-night experience.
Right, correct. And it's you can see it as like no boundaries in a way. Like it could be anywhere. We could do it in an alleyway. We could do it in the Chamber of Commerce on a first Thursday. We could do it in an artist studio. So it's boundaryless.
This is not the first of the pop-ups.
This is the first.
This is the first mm-hmm. pop-up. Okay, Sarah, I'm going to bring you into the conversation then. You've got one night. It's going to be at your studio. How do you prepare?
Oh, I'm so excited. I am choosing the pieces that I really want people to see. I have a wonderful studio on School Street. I'm cleaning it out in preparation for spending a year in Japan, so the studio will be empty of all my tools and materials. And I'm working with Kat to figure out what pieces should be in it, but I have a lot of room, and it's also going to be a gathering. It's like a pop-up show. It's also like an art opening, and this will be a traditional art opening. So hopefully lots of friends and lots of new faces will be there. I'm really basically, I'm just cleaning up. the short answer, getting things neat and orderly.
It's the title of the show is Black Hearts?
Yes.
You say that somewhat quietly.
Well, I have a lot of black heart paintings. I'm not sure. I don't think they're going to be the main focus of the show now. I might have called it something else. But I like to paint hearts, so there'll be several black hearts.
So. How did you select the people that would be involved in the pop-up shows?
Well, so far I selected Sarah because, first off, her studio was excellent location. It looked great. She already has a body of work that she's almost complete with. I mean, you're about to go to Japan, right? So
yeah.
She was kind of finishing up, I think, a whole body of work. And so it just came together easily. I'm doing a group show at the Ann Cottrell Gallery, and I was trying to think of kind of Arkansas roots people that kind of have dispersed and went to other states for that show. So curating that show, that's my mindset. And then the next show is actually at Sarah's gallery again. And the way that was chosen is I have to do my MFA candidacy to proceed in the program. And so does another girl named Nicole. So we asked Sarah if we could use her space, and she was kind enough to allow us to have our pop-up there.
Sarah, you mentioned that it's not just black hearts. What else, if you could give someone listening a preview, what else might?
Well, all my work is basically rectilinear and hangs on the wall, but I call it sculpture and not painting. I use panels, different kinds of panels. The black hearts are on OSB board that's been highly finished.
I'm sorry, I don't know what OSB board is.
That's that stuff you put under the floor. It's also called particle board.
Oh, okay.
But lately, the particle board is really heavy. It's wood chips glued in a matrix, and I decided to work on styrofoam panels, which are really light, and I've been using paints. They're more colorful. But basically, it all hangs on the wall and is pretty flat. And maybe I use a lot of decorative objects.
Some found objects.
Yes, and, found objects, but I use them pretty simply and minimally. I think that there are definitely two different kinds of work. One tends to be dark and depressing, and one lately tends to be very bright and cheerful. So hopefully I can arrange it. So
I was going to say, are they going
to
be fully integrated?
that's a hard thing on the website and talking to people about it. But luckily the space is very big and very well suited to having it's got great walls. And so I think that it'll be an interesting show. I think people will. I like to make things that if I saw them, I would like them, and I'd be happy that I'd seen them. that's sort of my is this finished? Is this a piece I want to claim and put in my portfolio? If I saw it and I liked it and was either delighted or moved by it, so hopefully at least some people there will have the same
reaction. I want to see what you think about my interpretation of your art.
I'd love to hear what.
You might just punch me in the face.
I was going to ask, because there is a sort of act of bravery or courage putting something you've put your heart and soul into on a wall and said, okay, people, tell me what you think.
Well, yeah. So what do you think, Kat?
Well, I just think, when people ask me about it, I always say smart kitsch.
Well, I use a lot of homely decorative objects that people call kitsch. But one thing is, I feel like I use it. I try to find objects to mount on these panels that seem to have some kind of magic for me or that move me in some way. And I think kitsch, they may have been used by the original owners as sort of a stereotyped or uninteresting decoration, but I try to take them from that context, recontextualize them, and create, because sometimes I see like a little figurine or a, you know, some kind of banal object, and for some reason it just really moves me and it seems very magical to me. And those are the pieces I work with. But I like that. I like the smart part.
July 28th, there will be music.
Yes, my son's is David Slade, formerly of the American Princes and now of the band Magic Hassle. And he's coming up to play for the show.
Is that Magic Hassle?
Magic, H-A-S-S-L-E.
I like that. Magic Hassle. Yeah. I like that. We mentioned that it's at your studio on School Street. We should give the address.
Yeah, it's 2650 School Street. I think it starts at 7. There's lots of room, plenty of parking. I think we're going to serve refreshments. So I hope people who hear this who think it might be a fun thing to do on a Saturday night will plan to come.
And Kat, you'll be in this space where your MFA show will be in a month after that, right?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Are you going to be kind of eyeballing and thinking,
I've already done it. The pressure's on for me.
Yeah.
And so you'll be co-director through the summer.
Correct.
Of Sugar. And then your term is?
Yeah, then done. I served last year in Bentonville in the summer, and then Cambry Newton and Samantha Dixon are going to take over next year. And they've got a lot of programming in store for everyone. A lot of stuff that will be on the square. Like I said, the area businesses and community spaces.
Watch out. You may be in the middle of a pop-up show.
That's right.
Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.